the first time in my life, and it's sad to say, this is the white privilege thing, but like the first time in my life where I hit a moment where it was like a road bump, it was after college. And it's like, okay, so now I get a job. Cause I literally had it to like, you know, you're in high school, you graduate, you go to college, you meet somebody, you get married, you get, you know, you got this job and you live the rest of your life. You have kids, you retire, you die. Yeah. And my girlfriend and I for 4 years broke up. I did not find a job. I stagnated and I'm like, what the fuck? I mean, it's like,
oh no, I get
that first time in life where I'm like, this isn't happening.
I never know what to do. Welcome back to Just Weirdly Blended. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Fred.
And Fred here. He changed his name legally. It's crazy.
I'm Tom. You guys,
he wanted to be the same name as his father-in-law.
Yeah, is that where it came from? I'm not as clever as I want to be. Let's be real.
How's everyone doing? Can I hear you in the back?
We're listening.
101st episode.
101.
That's crazy though.
Yeah,
it is still crazy to think about. I was just talking to Alicia about that. Like, it's cool. Like, 100 episodes.
Yeah, there's a term, perseverance. That's important for this moment. Just remember, whether you're successful, not successful, whatever, just keep going.
We keep going. Persevere.
No one can listen. Everyone can listen. It doesn't matter.
We're still doing it.
We just are going to keep
throw it out there. One day, someone's going to listen, though.
Lots of people
will be dead.
Lots of people dead.
The internet won't even be a thing.
200 years, people are going to be like, wow.
History repeats itself. Internet's going to go away.
It will. But our words will always be out there in space somewhere.
Right.
And I don't think that works that way, though. I think it has to project through satellites, right?
Yeah, like a radio wave or something.
Yeah, because like internet goes through wires, right?
Yeah, there's waves there.
No, but No.
I don't know. I work in IT, but I don't know.
Maybe we should just start this episode over again.
That's redo! Anyway, anybody have a good week? We had a paint night yesterday.
We did have a paint night.
It was pretty bad. I suck at painting, though.
So do I.
You don't, dude.
I do suck at painting, but I was pretty happy with
it. You could hold that painting, and I would say like 70% of people would know what that is.
Okay, guys, so.
Maybe more.
Oh, yeah, I'm not going to tell you what this painting is. I want you to put it in the comments after you mash that like button and subscribe and all the other shit they always say. So I was at the paint night last night, and I don't know what I'm going to paint. It's like Halloween themed, and Cheeky, your stepdaughter, says, oh, you like these, you should do this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, that sounds good. And then you go, the only picture I can think of for that is this. I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Because I'm thinking this other thing. And I'm like, that's going to be really hard. And then you said that. I was like, boom. How is this not a thing already? So then this came out. Look at this masterpiece. Yeah. Write in the comments, what do you think that is? Anybody?
Anybody.
Everybody better know. If you don't know this.
The trees, though, I'm looking at them.
Look at that.
Pretty good.
If I pull this
back,
pull this back, guys, look, I mean, you'd think this is a photograph. I'm such an amazing artist.
You are.
Yeah.
You would think that was like Oscar.
Right. This is Oscar. This is Oscar.
No.
Is Oscar a real person?
Yeah. He's like, he does like, is it realism?
Oh, wow. I'm an
like,
idiot.
He'll hold the, he has one where he's like holding the sphere.
Oh.
You've probably seen the picture. It's really famous, but it's like a drawing of himself holding like a sphere. It's like a self portrait.
Oh, dang.
And then there's like the infinite stairs.
Oh, that's like Escher?
I think that's Escher.
I've seen the infinite stairs. Okay.
Yeah, where it's like the stairs.
Yeah. They go nowhere, but to themselves. Yeah. Okay.
His name's Escher.
Fascinating.
Paint class once.
You come
I don't think he was a painter though.
To learn. You come here to learn. He was a drawer.
Monet's
a painter.
No. Monet's a painter, right?
Monet.
No, he's not a
there's a probably Monet, but
no, he wasn't a composer.
Monet was a also a wine.
I love Monet. No,
isn't
wine.
Monet a painter? The Monet did like the water.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Let's see. Monet. Claude. Oh, yeah, he's a French painter.
Jean-Claude Monet. What was his first name? I don't know.
Claude. Close.
Claude.
Jean-Claude. Van Damme was a famous painter.
Yeah.
Yeah, Escher. Esker. I can't even spell that. But anyway, yeah, he was like a artist of some sort.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, it was cool doing the paint night.
It was fun.
I really suck at fucking painting.
I do too.
I'm like, I can't draw.
Yeah.
So I like started out with something and then it didn't look right when I tried to make this ghost do its little ghostly looking thing.
When I tried to make the ghost a ghost, it didn't work.
Yeah, I was trying to make him, you know, fade it down. And sure, make it sure. Like in my mind.
Right.
I was Monet.
All you watch is Bob Ross do this.
I feel like Bob Ross when I'm doing that.
Seriously, I like to take a knife and just cut it in. Just a little line. What the fuck is that?
So we had like a kit we bought and it had like those like knives.
Cheapo plastic knives.
Yeah. It had those things. But I don't know where those are. Cheeky, she like paints. She's pretty good at painting. Yeah. Elena's pretty good at painting.
Well, it's kind of like drawing too. Like I'm pretty bad at painting because it's a lot of shading. But like in drawing, you kind of learn because I draw more. I haven't done it, you know, as much as an adult, but you kind of learn perspectives and things. I remember I used to like to draw cars. I never got great at it. Mm-hmm. But your brain tends to like want to put pieces there that you really wouldn't see based on perspective because you think like, oh, there's a roof of a car and like a window of a car and there's this. And you try to put it in and you realize, well, that line's going to be skewed. You're not going to see that piece. So you can start kind of tweaking things a little bit.
Yeah.
Painting stuff because it's like you get like the basic shape and then you shade in everything to make it look more real. Well, if you know, like I suck at the perspective of light.
Yeah.
So like I'm like, oh yeah, there'd be a shadow here and I do it and it's like, what did I just do? No, that looks really screwed up.
Yeah. I remember shadows from like I took like an art class in like middle school or something.
Yeah, me too.
So I remember shadows and like some of those things.
Yeah.
Do a shadow, I was okay, make it this one side because this is where the sun's coming in or something like that.
Did you do the orb? Did you have to shade an orb?
We had to do a circle. Mm-hmm. You do a circle and then you draw like a line in the circle to give it the three-dimensional look and then you shade that inside.
Kind of like darkest on the side, darkest around the edges or something.
So I would do that. And then when I would do trees, when I'd make trees, mm-hmm. After that, I would always put a hole in the tree.
Oh.
You know, like you see in the movies and cartoons or something. Yeah. It was always like a stupid little like gopher hole or
like you always like it was like your signature almost.
I'd always do the little tree, like there's a trunk, boom.
So we laughed a lot.
You can't even tell, but.
One year when we were, I was working with a group of people.
Like, it doesn't look right.
See, that's what I was getting at. I was working with a group of people, and this was like super, this is like a day where kids weren't there. It was like a work day. We were just getting stuff ready for a bunch of things, but the whole team is there. So I had another teacher I worked with, and then we had a whole group of para educators with us. So that we were designing this tree for some sort of board or something. And one of the gals was a pretty good artist, and she drew like a knot hole in the tree, but the way she drew it, one gal started to laugh really hard, and then another gal started to laugh really hard, and it was impossible. Like, again, there were no children around, so it wasn't
teachers.
We're all like, everybody started laughing. We're like, we might have to do something about that knot hole.
Where was it placed?
It was in the tree, but just the way she put, like, she did a smart job because, like, you know, how the tree kind of bellows out around the knot hole.
Yeah.
Just the lineage, whatever you call it, of the way she drew it. It's like, that's a pussy right there. That's not.
We know the gender of this tree.
All right. I think we actually just took.
Was it nice looking though?
An owl. I think we just took an owl and like put it there or something over the top. It was funny.
Who?
An owl.
Yeah, I know.
An owl. Who? Who? I'm stupid. It's Sunday morning. I've been painting. Not just this, folks. I painted a wall, too.
Yeah, it's like, hey, I know you guys have been painting your house, but how about you guys come over and do paint on a canvas?
Well, I joked with Block and I go, hey, we can have them over for a great paint night. There's a lot to paint.
Like, yeah, that's my favorite kind of painting is just solid colors.
Yeah, but then Blanca goes, we probably don't want to do that here because the color we chose is a white. It's like super white. It's called blank canvas.
Oh.
And so she's like, yeah, Elena would be having a field day with this because our daughter likes to draw on the walls and paint
in yeah,
those drawings. And we made a deal with her because she was doing weird stuff that was damaging the walls, like stabbing it and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, I remember that.
Sweetie, let's make a deal. You can draw / paint anywhere you want. Like, this wall is your canvas.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, we can keep it if it's really cool, or we can just paint over it.
Like, yeah, paint does amazing things.
No harm, no foul. But I don't want the sheetrock ripped down. I don't want, like, random stuff happening. So she's been very good, but she's got really cool little drawings. I'm like, someday maybe she'll have some, like, show that she's, like,
you yeah, know, she draws these little object shows that she watches. Yeah. So she'll draw characters from them. And so even in our room downstairs, her room, on the wall, she has those yeah. drawings. And I, you know, like, cause we're the same way.
Yeah.
At the, with the kids.
No, we're like, permanent damage, but
just do your thing. Like, I don't,
you know, it's your room. There's been a few things that happen and I'm like,
yeah. We did a chalk wall once.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is cool.
Yeah, that kid, she does videos online where yeah. she like animates little things and she gets more likes than we do. I'm like,
yeah, no, she gets a lot on those come things. On, man. She's always changing her name though, so I can never I think she tries to avoid purpose. Me.
We're like the FBI to her. She's like trying to
nah man, us. You ain't gonna get me this time.
Yeah, she's like, okay.
No, because I'm always like, what the would you pose it?
Yeah.
I think as a parent though, you have to question.
You have to know.
Because yeah. there's times like because the internet's
a dangerous
the internet's
place.
Crazy. Like I'll like overhear something JJ's watching and I'm like, yeah. hey, what the hell are you watching?
Yeah. Well, some of these YouTubers, they're like, they're playing kid games, but then swearing up a storm and you're like, buddy, yeah, yeah. what the fuck are you listening to over here?
What the fuck you doing?
Jesus fucking Christ, what are you doing? Throw the shit off. No, but it's great.
So. But no, you have to monitor though.
You do. You got to know.
Even guys. If you don't want to like be like, I guess you don't want to be that parent where you're like, smothering either, but
well, no, but there's like there's but, social.
But
there's,
when they're young, you have to.
You gotta know. You yeah. gotta know. You gotta give them some level of. I love this word autonomy. Right?
You know, like, yeah, yeah.
You
yeah,
gotta
yeah.
acknowledge that they're their own person, but you also you need to know that they're not smart enough yet to know the depth of things and what outcomes could occur. So it's our job to guide.
Yeah, because I heard. There'll be certain words I'll hear when JJ's listening.
Yeah.
Like, and it'll be like a random video. So it's not like these are videos that are popping up, but they'll say,
right.
I've heard the word like the guy said something about like, did he say masturbate or he said something weird.
Oh.
And I was like, what are you watching? You know? Yeah,
right. Right.
I didn't trigger. So like, cause I don't want to be like, what's masturbate?
Right.
Well, we're not there yet.
nothing.
That's kind of a worry as a parent too, with like the boy side.
Being asked about masturbation, or
yeah, I mean, there's gonna come a point where your boy's gonna get curious.
Your boy's gonna figure it out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that's always gonna be that you're gonna, hey son, I know what you're doing in there. I need you to hurry up in the bathroom.
I just had to poop. Hey buddy, you're being a little loud. Can you keep it down?
Yeah. Sheesh, I was in the bathroom all the time. I'll be out in a minute.
See, adult men aren't much different. It's just instead of that, we're sitting on the toilet scrolling because it's the only one quiet place you get. Instead of being there forever to masturbate, you're just trying to relax for fun.
Before paint night, we went out to like Michael's. And so we took Cheeky and Elena with us.
Uh-huh.
And Elena's not a big shopper.
Yeah.
And I'm not a huge shopper. So, you know, Michael, she loves that stuff. It's yeah. all crafty, whatever. And then we moved over to like PetSmart and that, you know, whatever. She got to see snakes and stuff. We've yeah. seen a snake shit. Never seen a snake poop in my life.
Really?
Swear to God, it was the weirdest looking thing.
Huh.
It was just almost at the very end of its tail, all of a sudden just up.
Looked like bird poop. You saw it actively shit?
Yeah. Actively coming out of his little hole.
I was but like, it was like liquidy bird poop?
Yeah, that's how it looked to me.
Wow.
It was pretty gross. Me and Elena looked at each other like, what? I go, I ain't never seen a snake poop before.
Was it slow or was it like?
No, it was kind of slow and slimy.
Yeah.
It was slimy.
Was he moving away from it?
Kind of.
So they're so weird.
It was just like, it was gross. I'm not even going
to
lie.
How did they learn to wipe? Like, well, you start.
Well, he wiped. He took a shit right
there. Pull away.
Yeah. His shit went right on the fucking side of the mirror.
Oh, I bet they hate that.
The aquarium thing.
Yeah, you little bitch. You got to always fuck up the glass.
Then you swing it and throw it against the wall.
Fuck it. Snake! Sorry, we lost the other one.
I know. But yeah, then we went to Ross. And then in there, that's like, you know, you're lost after that. She hates clothes shopping.
Mm.
And, you know, I'm looking, but I tell her, I was like, yeah, it's like, after all this, you know, it's always good to get like, it's like, do you ever get overwhelmed with like people?
Yeah.
Sometimes I was like, yeah, you got to be, you know, I go, I get it. I go, I get that way.
But it's also okay to, yeah.
Yeah. Cause I was like, I go, hey, thanks for coming. And I'm glad you came. I mean, even though we forced you to come, I go, yeah,
right.
But, you know, you need to get out anyway. You need to like associate with people sometimes.
And then she gets that.
She's like, yeah. And she, and I was just like, but I get it. I was like, you know, being around people, you get kind of overwhelmed. You get this overwhelmed feeling.
Sure.
Yeah. And I tell her, I go, I get that. And I go, that's why, like, sometimes I'll go do, you know, for me, I go, I told her too, I go in the restroom. I'll be just in there chilling. Cause it's kind of quiet. Like everything just goes quiet. She goes, yeah. She goes, when we're, she told me in California, she had like a lot of fun, but she did get that feeling a lot where she was just like, it's just overload.
I need
the stimulation was just like, oh, okay. It's just like, you're here the whole time and I need to like bring it down. So yeah, that's what men do though. We go in the bathroom. That's women, the quiet place.
Women probably do it too, I'd imagine.
But then they get mom, yeah. Mom.
Well, we get dad. I get daddy all the time. Daddy.
The kids just don't say nothing to me.
God, my favorite thing.
Elliot. I can disappear and the kids they probably wouldn't care. They would be like, oh, where's
no, Elliot's Jason? Always looking for me. Hey, daddy, are we going to play a video game together? And I always feel bad because I'm like, well, I don't think so, buddy. We're painting. We're doing this. We're doing that. But it matters so much to him. But
I know JJ asked me the Minecraft recently. So we played a little bit.
Yeah, I'll play with him a bit. But it's just like, I can't do this all day.
Well, no, like you were saying, though, you get kind of busy, especially when you're painting and doing all that stuff.
We,
you know?
We ripped out flooring. We were going to put down new floor. We got painting going. I got to build a mantle. I got to build shelves.
Are you going to build like a little square mantle that comes off the wall?
Yeah, I'm going to try. I'm going to go buy some wood today, do some woodworking.
You're pretty good with that, though. You made this table.
I did. I crafted this with my own bare hands. No, yeah. I just stained it.
Yeah. This table was
a child's craft table when I bought it. That's what I understood it to be.
Was it all crayons and shit all over
it? It had like paint marks and stuff. Yeah, some drawings. And like it had very chipped seal. Like it was a kind of a 90s looking finish. Yeah.
And like it had that like yellow seal.
Golden oak. But it was very chipped. Like there was areas where it was just wood. And it was like you had the varnish chipping off. So I sanded it all down, put a nice little stain on it, and here we are.
And here we are.
Sitting at our...
He whittled the stools we were sitting out.
Yeah, I built out of wood. I built these plastic chairs and metal chairs out of wood. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Pretty incredible.
No, I mean, it's good that they let their kids, you know, run amok on a table.
That kind there is a spot. There's a time and place for everything.
We have that. We have like an area that, you know, if the kids are going to craft, this is your spot to craft, please.
Yeah.
Don't dirty the nice things. Dirty the bad things.
Yeah. Right.
Because our kids are always getting into something, man.
Well, it's just like, that's the thing is like, you know, you start spending money on the house because, you know, we bought this house and we had done a lot of work on our old house. Well, then this house was kind of like, it's nice, but it's definitely like, you know, it was built in 2001, so it's circa 2001.
Yeah.
Pretty much everything. The carpet was new, but, you know, we have dogs, so that went to crap real quick. So like now we're like, for the smell, oh my God. It got to the point all of a sudden we're like, it smells like a freaking like pound in this house. Yeah. So we tore all that carpet out, almost all of it out. We're going to have it all torn out soon. And we're like putting this money in, but then it's like, okay, I'm not spending this money and doing this work for it to just get trashed again. So like, what are we doing differently so that?
And that's like the hard part because like we have a carpet in our we have a rug and they dug, you know, I was just talking to you guys, but
right,
and it's starting to smell a little. So you know, obviously we're probably gonna either clean it better and like see if we can get the smell out. Cause it's that we seem all nasty. Yeah. It stinks all the time in our house. It's just like terrible. No,
well,
but
that's ours actually did stink.
But like, I can see how that is though. And then with the water,
we foster dogs, guys. We're awesome, not gross.
Yeah. I know. That's why I was saying like, our house is actually usually pretty clean.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. Dogs are a blessing and a pain in the ass.
They're a blessing and the worst thing ever.
But yeah, anyway, but with all that, at least you guys have been watching some movies. I know we watched
a couple. You guys and us, we watched the same movie the same day. Old Dad's.
That,
Bill Burr movie.
It's pretty funny, but that's
pretty great.
It's pretty cool because of how it kind of like brings up how people are today.
Yeah, right.
And I feel like it's actually a small generation that's that way.
It's a very minor shift because I'm definitely more the Bill Burr generation.
Yeah.
Like I struggle with some of this. I think I'm a little more than, so
I'm not quite, you know, I understand some of the young stuff.
Yeah,
today.
Absolutely. Yeah, the respect, the dignity. What I don't like, and I think this video did a great job pointing out, is with the young crowd that's like slightly younger than us, it's kind of about being cooler.
Yeah.
It's more about a status thing. It's about like, I've always loved this about, and I don't want to get too into this, but like, the white people that point out every other white person's privilege and every other white person's responsibility, somehow doesn't seem to take any responsibility for their own.
They don't take,
you know, it's like they demand that you say this and you do that and are outraged when you make a mistake or you do this, but it's all about you. It's not about them. Somehow they're not a part of the same.
Yeah. You know what? You need to be accountable.
Oh, well,
accountability is a huge thing.
It is. You're right.
You don't hold yourself accountable. Yeah.
And look, there's a lot of issues, a lot of social issues. Like, I don't know. You're right. There's just a fine generational, like this weird point.
Because
just these kids like slightly younger than us.
I don't know. Adults, I guess. I feel like there's been a shift again though, but because before it was like, and I don't know, maybe I haven't been paying attention, but you know, like before a few years ago, it seemed like everything was like offensive and cancel culture and all this stuff, and I feel like
it's kind of shifting back.
It's shifting back, like the younger generation after that is kind of seeing like, no, maybe we need to,
maybe this is a little too much.
Yeah At least that's
there does need to be a balance between not being offensive to people, like purposefully rudely offensive,
but
also allowing free speech.
Yeah, and there's a comedic level,
and I think that movie Old Dad's balanced that pretty well.
It did, because it brought up stuff, and he, you know, there's some funny stuff.
It's so great.
Like, but there's a kid in that movie that I wanted to
snap.
I want to beat this kid. I ain't gonna lie.
Well,
because he was like, the mom's pregnant. And this kid comes up and he like hits her in the belly. He
slaps her hard, but hard on the stomach.
Oh,
and the mom's like, stop. Like, don't, you can't do that. And then the mom who has
the little kid
is like, you don't talk to my son that way, because this precious boy is just, you know, living his truth essentially.
Yeah. Cause earlier in the movie, he was beating someone with a stick, and she's like, go get the stick.
Yeah, she demands her husband go get the stick back for the son because he's just exploring the environment or something.
His autonomy?
She uses the word autonomy, and it's like, there is an issue in our current culture where we can see a little bit of societal cracks forming because, yeah, like, autonomy of a child, of course, they're their own person.
Yeah.
They're their own person who needs a lot of guidance. That's why they're a child that lives in your house and doesn't have an apartment.
I know, because she's like this kid, like he's screaming and yelling. He's that kid you see in the store that's throwing a fit for a toy or for a piece of chocolate or something.
Right.
But they're allowing it instead of being like,
no, there's a consequence for that action.
Yeah.
Because if we don't want people to behave that way, then, you know, it's simple reward and consequence. Like,
yeah,
if this has worked for generations, and the problem is this happened in like the 70s or something. This Dr. Spock guy came out and he was like,
did you say Spock?
Yeah, that was his name, I do believe.
Like
SP, well,
like the Vulcan.
I know, yeah, that's what I think of. But apparently he was a human doctor.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry. I wanted to know. I heard that correctly.
It was through Star Trek.
I didn't know if you were going to be like, no, it was Spot. Dr. Spot.
I think it's Spock. Okay. I wasn't around at that time, but according to my mom and according to other people that I've talked to, Dr. Spock was the name. I could be off.
Awesome.
But
I'd go to him.
And he was a robot man, and he wasn't a cyborg, I don't think.
I don't think Spock's a cyborg.
But it was kind of this attitude of like, you know, free, not free love, but like, allow expression and don't mm-hmm. hinder their learning from, and there's some like, look, I get it. Like there's the parents that are like beating their children, not letting them do anything. And like, there's a bad side that I get where we have tendencies to push away from something.
But yeah, there's a difference between abuse.
Yeah, but there's like such basic things at work. You don't have to spank your kid to get them to comply with normal expectations. But for example, if your child is expressing autonomy by demanding that you spend your money on a toy for them, and you reward screaming and throwing things on the floor by giving them the toy, they're not only going to do that again, the next time when you decide, well, I don't want to reward this, they're going to get louder and worse until you give in, and then you're going to give in, and they're going to get louder and worse until eventually you have a child who goes to jail, because if you want something, your brain has learned that you just get louder and worse until you get it.
Yeah.
It's really simple brain patterns that you build over time. If you start with a toddler who's old enough to start to understand consequences, and you give appropriate consequences, positive or negative, mm-hmm. that influence their behavioral choices, 99% of the time, you're going to have a child who's normally functioning that will understand and learn pathways in their brain that will help them become.
And it's also not okay to be like the parent that's always like, like helicoptery.
Right. You have to let your child experience the world. But Bill Burr in the movie.
I feel like I actually was that way.
Come on.
I feel like I was actually like not super helicopter parent with Elena, but I think there was a moment there where I was probably like, oh,
yeah,
don't do that. Oh, no, no.
But I think the problem is a lot of times the helicopter parents are the same parent who will not hold their child accountable. I'm not saying that every case, but
every case.
Parenting requires you to kind of reflect on yourself. It's like, in teaching, we always reflect on our practices and we think about things. We think back on how things went and you're going to always make mistakes no matter who you are, or what you do.
Yeah.
But you try to get better. And I don't know if you're taking care of every problem for your kid, if they're not having to deal with anything outside of the little world that you want them to live in, it's not realistic.
Yeah, they're going to have a hard time as an adult.
They're going to have a really hard time that first moment. And if they're 25 years old and you're still stepping in to fix everything for them, there's a problem.
I actually feel like, and me and Alicia, we're making sure our kids are taken care of in a sense. So like our older kids.
Right.
Like Leo, he's on his own. He's doing his thing. But we'll still pay the phone bill and. Mm-hmm. Sadia, we're still paying stuff, but she started coming out and actually, buying her own groceries now and doing stuff like that. But there was a point there where I think where we were probably, doing that, just taking care of things instead of like, there's those kids. Like when I was younger, you start working at an early age, mm-hmm. We weren't like that. We were like, nah, let's just wait. Let them finish school, let them do this. And that's kind of like how Bucket was with his kids. He said, like, he would let them, he wanted them to focus on school.
Yeah. Get through school.
Get through school. Sense. Don't worry. Because once you taste money when you're younger,
right?
Like, you taste that little bit of money, you were like, that's what you focus on. Sure. At least that's how I was. I was just like, wow, I'm going to be a professional fucking fast food worker. Forever. I'm making some money. I'm making so good money. I'm thinking in my head, And then, obviously reality hits and you're like, fuck, this sucks.
Yeah, right.
I want to go back to school.
You get stuck in it. Well, and, there's a good balance though, because like for me, I see the opposite side. So I knew growing up I was going to college because I wasn't given any other choice.
Yeah.
It's just I was kind of raised like they had a savings fund for college. Like they bought those get points through our state. Washington has a program. You can buy credits at a rate today, like lock it in. So if it gets more expensive, you pay
the same
10 years ago's rate. Right. So they invested in that. So there was money already set aside for it. It was just an expectation. I never questioned it. Like you're going to college. I really didn't work in high school. I would babysit neighbor kids or mow lawns, that kind of thing. But as far as actually like register skills, like running a cash register,
people skills,
people, I didn't have that. I gained, you know, people's skills, I guess. Like, I worked while I was at college, but I worked in the dorms, like in the dorm office.
Yeah, I mean,
or I was like an RA and that kind of stuff. But I also got out of college in a shit economy.
Yeah.
I didn't have the basic skills where they would be like, oh, yeah, you know how to work a register. So, like, we'll hire you for whatever. Yeah. I wouldn't even get called back to work at, like, Target. Like, for just, like, a cashier or whatever. But then I couldn't get in the door for another job because there weren't those jobs at that time.
Yeah.
It was just a rough time. So I'm like,
yeah, it was.
We've talked to Elena, like, we wanted to know both, like, at least, you know, for where we worked with you guys too. But like, Blanca wants her to work at some point.
I think
my feeling is just like, I want her to understand that there's a bigger goal and a bigger reason why you stick with school and what you learn. It's like, I've always been big on like the homework side. We're not doing this just because it's BS homework and there's no reason. Like, whether you like it or you don't like it, you see the point in it, you don't see the point in it. One of the lessons that you get from doing this mundane routine stuff is you learn how to get in routines and habits of dealing with mundane routine stuff. And
it's training you for what you're going to be doing in life.
Training you for being,
that's kind of sad, honestly, though,
being an employee, you do have to have, and our society is getting pretty bad at this. Life requires that you deal with stupid shit sometimes.
So much.
You know, and like, if you don't have to do that, you're not going to know how to handle it when there really is a consequence.
Yeah, like, no, I think like for Elena, because she's such a like introvert, mm-hmm. I think getting her out there and
that's
like,
what our worry is. Yeah,
having that experience is a good thing,
so that she feels better. But Block also, I think, has started to look more at there's maybe that program that she can get into where she gets that work experience.
Yeah, which is good. Like I think Cheeky needs that too. It's like Cheeky's more. When she's with like the family stuff, Cheeky's very, you know, mm-hmm. she talks a lot. Cheeky's gonna grow up to be like a little shit talker, you know, like, you know, she's gonna be, you know, like that joking
around.
How does
she do with like outsiders, like people that she doesn't?
She's quiet. Know.
She gets quiet. Yeah.
Cheeky's very quiet. She won't even, like, just recently she started going to like, you know, like, not just recently, but like, she's more comfortable, like, you know, maybe going to somewhere else in the store and stuff. But normally when she's like, when there's new people, she's like a lot more quiet.
Sure.
She'll still talk though.
Yeah.
A lot more than Elena will. Mm-hmm. But I think for her, she, you know, to get that life experience that way, you know, and like at least he'll make the kids order their food.
Right.
Just to get, right. Like, cause you know, sometimes they're like, I don't want to ask. Like yesterday we went out and ate and, you know, they didn't want to ask a question. So I'll ask the question, obviously, right. Like sometimes, but then when it came to like ordering the food, like, simple things like that, it's kind of like those important things you gotta, like social skills you want to learn when you're at a young age, because
sure,
if you don't learn that until you're like old, like that's gonna be rough,
right?
You know,
right.
rough. Like that's the movie I watched yesterday, it was called like Look Away.
Mm-hmm.
The girl is very like anti-social for the most part, so she didn't really have like people skills and she was like bullied. It was a cool movie. If you guys haven't watched that, I would check that out. But just her persona though, she was very like just very quiet, kind of remind me of Lena the way she was up to a point. And
minus, you know, the murder
yeah minus all that stuff. But like I don't know,
man,
kids just need that social interaction and
yeah, definitely.
Sometimes, and I think Cheeky wants to work. I think that's one thing she wants to do.
Yeah.
I mean, who are we to say no? I mean,
no, but it's just like we've talked before too about how every kid's kind of different. Like there are some kids where maybe working and doing school isn't a good thing.
Yeah.
And there are some kids where working and doing school is a great thing, a necessary thing, you know, and then there's kids in between. Like there are some kids that can do full-time school and full-time, you know, work and just kill it. And they're super driven and super whatever. And they're going to graduate like early and probably have a college degree 2 years after and like whatever.
Yeah, screw those kids.
You know, no, like, and those kids we don't like. So no, they're great kids.
Like how you got your shit together already?
Yeah, why are you more mature than me? I mean, come on.
Well, see, and sometimes I don't think it's a mature thing either, though. Mm-hmm. When you, it's just
kind of a personality type.
Could be like you have that type A, type B kind of thing,
right?
Because, like, yeah, I, I went to school, but I worked, but I also wasn't like, I wasn't getting straight A's. You know what I'm saying? I was struggling, and I mean, that's a struggle. Right. So doing both.
I was a pretend intellectual.
Now, when I got to college,
really smart.
When I finally went to college about, you know, in my 30s.
Yeah.
Like, I was able to do both. Relatively.
Well, right. Because when you're older, you have to. That's
like, I had no choice.
Yeah. I went back to school to become a teacher after getting my first degree. Because, like I said, that didn't work out so well. And so, yeah, I mean, I was working in the schools, not as a teacher, but I was working doing that while I went back to school. Mine was different because you had Elena at that point, right? Or at least you were married at that point.
I was married. Yeah. And Elena came, yeah, around then. She when I started working out there, when I started going to school, yeah, right. Around that time I started work. So I'd say within the first year I started going.
Yeah.
I think Elena was born.
So I was like shortly out of college. I think within the year after I graduated the first time from college, I'm like, there's nothing for me that I can make work outside of this like teaching avenue, right? So that was when I'm like, I just need to get into a teacher program. So luckily I didn't have to do a huge thing. I had like 2 years of work to do and it was done. But I just lived with my parents. I was like out of college. I didn't have kids. I didn't have anything. So I just saved money, tried to like pay down student loan debt as fast as I could and did that. So,
which is smart.
Worked well. But socially though, I mean, it was a hard time socially because at that age, I mean, I was like early 20s and you do feel like this is not what I thought life was going to be.
My life, I did not vision this.
You don't go to college thinking I'm going to live with my parents and be in college again. You know, I mean, like, and
I'd bring you home, girl.
Really, like, I was very kind of depressed at that point in time. I didn't really do a lot of things. So it wasn't the happiest time. Now I'm a lot happier, but
yeah, it's like you don't know what to do. Like,
well, yeah, sometimes. And I was the mistake I made in my own mind because I looked at, like, you know, my grandpa came up in an era where you didn't have to have a degree.
Yeah.
Like, life, it was a harder time, but you could essentially, you know, enter the factory floor and work your way up to CEO back in the older days. So my grandpa was a nuclear reactor operator, but he never had a college degree for it. He just had the experience and the time in and worked his way up and got in that position. So I just thought life kind of like, I looked at the example of these people in my life and everybody in my immediate family, everybody kind of had everything put together and everybody had
jobs. You didn't know the backstory.
Yeah. And it was like, you just see it done. And I'm like, well, and school does kind of teach you, like, you know, what's the worst part of school? Getting into the next set of classes, right? Mm-hmm. But you get into classes and you get your degree. So it just was like scheduled steps.
Yeah.
The first time in my life, and it's sad to say, this is the white privilege thing, but like the first time in my life where I hit a moment where it was like a road bump, it was after college. And it's like, okay, so now I get a job. Cause I literally had it to, like, you know, you're in high school, you graduate, you go to college, you meet somebody, you get married, you get, you know, you got this job and you live the rest of your life. You have kids, you retire, you die. Yeah. And my girlfriend and I for 4 years broke up. I did not find a job. I stagnated and I'm like, what the fuck? I mean, it's like,
oh no, I get
that first time in life where I'm like, this isn't happening the way, I mean, I am entitled to a better life. No, it's just like, there was a sense of entitlement, I guess you could say, that I did have with this thought that that's just how it works. Like, it just works that way. And now, I'm glad that it didn't work out, though, because I could see where you need that kind of experience to, you know, and some people, like, I know for in your case, that realization came a lot earlier in life.
Well, no, I mean, for me, it was I never knew what I was going to do in life. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't have these set, okay, I'm going to college. Like, right. I knew, like, the girl I dated in high school, she was that girl that, she was that person you were just talking about, that they know where they're going.
Yeah.
She worked, she got fucking pretty much straight A's. She was like top 10 in her school.
Right.
And
very driven.
She was very driven and she was very, you know, scheduled. She knew what she wanted. And I think she tried to help me in that sense at one point. Like she kind of helped me like realize, okay, I probably should graduate for one.
Sure, you know? Right.
Then I started thinking about college a little, but I didn't. I don't know what to do. I don't know how to do any of this. Like she had her mom to kind of show her. My mom, you know, obviously didn't go to like college.
Did she know what she wanted to do in college? Like, did she have
she had an idea?
Because that's the hard thing too. Is like not every kid's. I wasn't ready. I had no idea what I.
Oh no, she kind of had an idea. She kind of like she's very like you kind
of
knew
of interest.
She loved English and writing, and so that was going to be like a focus. I think. What she was going to do with it, I don't recall.
Right,
but
right.
As far as I know, I think she is successful. I don't know. We like, you know, obviously I broke up with her and stuff. Like, yeah. You're doing good. Get the fuck out.
You're holding me back. Like, you're pushing me too far.
I was like cheating and I was just, I was off. Like she had her path. I had my path that just went and branched out to, I just didn't know where to go in life. And I didn't have like, I seen how my uncle's life was. And then I seen how like my mom's life, you know, was. And so it's like, I just never knew. Like my uncle seemed to be really put together.
Uh-huh.
And then my mom was like, we struggled, but she was trying, you know? And so it's just like, I don't know what life's about. You know, I never had that moment where it's like, okay, you need to do this. Let's focus on this. Cause it was never like, you know, if I didn't do my homework, no one knew.
Right.
You know, like I didn't have that. And so
you had to hold yourself accountable.
So I had like, figure out. Else. So like my depressed moments, I didn't have a moment to be depressed because I didn't know what to do or how to handle it.
Yeah.
And and so the sadness didn't kick in until after I finally started getting stuff in my life that I'm like realizing, damn, man.
Then you had time to slow down enough to think about it.
Yeah. Which I shouldn't have. I should just keep going so I don't have to think about it and just push it down.
Yeah. And, the moral of the story, just push it deep, deep, deep down.
Deep, deep down.
Yeah.
But like,
drink yourself to death. And like,
yeah.
Yeah.
But like, no, it's just weird how life takes you. You had your way.
Right.
And you had your way to deal with it. Like I had my path that went a certain way, but I also had that same moment where it's like, where am I? Like, and that's when I went to Job Corps for me.
And that's you kind of the human side of
it. Like, I don't know what to do. Job Corps. I don't have a home. I'm living in and out of hotels right now. Like, yeah, let's go to Job Corps. So that's that's where my path led, and you know, and I don't, and it was funny because it's been over 20 years since I've been Job Corps, right? I mean, like one of the Job Corps boards or whatever, and so some other people I went with, they were there, you know, and then a lot of us share the same thing, is like we wouldn't change that.
Yeah,
like that's like a moment in my life that I, for me, was my college.
Yeah,
I think. Because I built those friendships.
Absolutely.
You know, live that
camaraderie kind
of dorm life, yeah, you know, like living in a co-ed dorm, but ours was like floors.
Right.
But yeah, no, there was just those moments. I don't know. It was weird.
Yeah. It's really interesting. I mean, it's like,
it was fun though.
You look at both of our paths and how different they were. And it's like, I can see the value in both. Like I see the pitfalls of my path, the pitfalls of your path.
Yeah.
Like on the one hand, I was sheltered to the point that, yeah, adversity hit way harder because it's like the second you, I mean, I think it was harder in your shoes. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying like I was less prepared to deal with it when it happened.
But no, I think that's the difference though. It's like,
but I had the guidance. I had nothing but like the vision of kind of like where you want to end up. Right. Like,
yeah.
It's like, you know, obviously having the college degree to make the most money you can, which is, you know.
Did you always know you wanted to be a teacher?
No. I honestly didn't feel that I really was, I guess you could say, called to it until like really I got into it and really started doing it. And it's been the last few years where it's been like really rewarding in the sense of I feel like I'm good enough at it. You know, and not, I don't feel like my experience ever like didn't teach a child what they needed to know, but you get better at anything the more you do.
Yeah, for sure.
So there's a lot of joy in seeing kids, you know, 4 or 5 years later, still coming back to you and telling you how it's going. And you know that you've made an impact enough in their life. Like there's a lot of reward in it that then has made it like this.
Well, to see like, oh man, I had Mr. Parham. He was like,
well, yeah,
I always remember how he was so cool about stuff or whatever.
First graders. She comes into my room a lot of mornings just to say hi. And she's a fifth grader now. And it's like, but she comes back and they'll just randomly pop in and tell you like, oh yeah, we're starting this or something. And you don't have to be their teacher. You can just be an adult in their life now.
That's cool.
Like they look at you as their teacher because you were, but now you're just an adult in their corner. You know? Like you get a lot of kids. Maybe they don't have a lot of people in their life. I'm getting way off topic, but
no.
That's the points that have made it like that's, I'm glad I did what I did.
No, I think I went into it,
you know, like I have to do this.
Yeah.
I think I was lost in the beginning and I did always kind of have the feeling like life will kind of guide you.
Yeah.
You just kind of have to go with it. And it's kind of worked out.
Well, but, no, that's kind of true though. Cause life is that way. Yeah. So it's like, you know, it's like a river in a way where, you know, your river might be a little different than mine.
Right.
You know, so maybe in your eyes, you know, you see that I struggled more or whatever. But to me, it's like, I look at it like it was the same struggle.
Sure.
In a way, because it was hard for you, but it was hard for me. Like, you know what I mean?
I don't look at our struggles though and laugh more at mine than they might laugh at yours.
And but. I can see that, but I can see how it made you like, feel like
no, you things make a good were point, hard though. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Just because it's different.
Yeah. You can have the part where the water runs pretty smoothly.
Yeah.
You can have some rapids and then you can have the waterfall. And right.
Yeah.
And it's like just, the same river.
Really, yeah.
But how much is in your way on that flow?
Yeah. Yeah.
But there is a flow.
There is a flow to life that you just kind of, this is what life's throwing at me. Cause I don't think life's going to throw something at you that you can't handle. Right. It you can handle it if you allow yourself to handle
it. Like
I think a lot of times people things will happen where they can't handle it, so they get on drugs.
Right.
And they do this. Right. And I've done that. I've gone on drugs, but I also got on the drugs, but I also kept going with okay, here we go.
But you never
make
got
life fun now.
Into the drugs where
but there was times there where I probably could have, but
there was
things that showed up
you.
That like were like no, let's not go that way.
Yeah, right.
Or you know,
but that we
know
speaks where that could so lead, much to your character.
You know, so
yeah, that really. I mean, there's so many. There are a lot of people that you know. Unfortunately, it doesn't work that way for.
Yeah.
So I mean, you had a character that you saw the things in your life, and that I'm not saying that against anybody else's character. I'm just saying like,
just do it.
Just kidding. You know, something in you did not let you go. Very far into those things that would have taken you.
You're like, you know, I'm just going to dabble in coke a little bit, but I'm going to stick with this life.
Well,
thing.
You know, I've never done these things like beyond like super minor things, but like, a lot of people do. I know several people that have done things that, you know,
and I've done things where it's like, you know, it's, I mean, I am lucky that I didn't get like hooked.
Right.
Cause I do have like kind of an addictive personality in certain things. And so it's a good thing I never got like, damn, that was, cause you know, it's a good feeling. It really is in a moment, you know,
sure.
I think anybody will
kind of
can tell you.
Kind of a synthetic feeling.
Yeah. It feels good. Like you feel like when you got that buzz, when you're drunk, it's kind of, it's that same kind of feeling where you're, oh, this feels good. You know, I feel good.
I'm not worried about anything.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck. Let's have fun in the moment.
Yeah.
But you know, life's a bunch of moments, but like, you know, you can't live that way. Obviously.
Well, and it'll compound itself.
The more
you're living in that synthetic world, the less you're dealing with your real world. And then you've got more problems to deal with.
Yeah. Switching topics real quick. We were talking about something. You were going to tell me something before the podcast started. I said, save it.
Yes.
Save it for the podcast. Because I think it would bring up a good conversation. Kind of switch
movies.
Yeah.
So
just to switch it up a little bit on you guys.
It's Halloween time, right?
Yes.
So for those of you that weren't sure, this is the Abbey Road title of the Beatles.
Yeah. If you stayed this long, you'll know
my painting is a zombified version of Abbey Road. As you can tell, the Beatles are zombies. So sticking with that topic, you know, Halloween time, scary movies, what a wonderful thing to enjoy. While we've been painting and working on the house or getting tired of doing that and taking little breaks, I've been watching some horror movies, which I love horror movies. I wish more of them were better films, but they're getting better. There are some real directors that make some real cinematically beautiful horror movies.
There's some good ones.
I enjoy the real cinema horror movies. Whether they're scary or not is beside the point. I just enjoy a good film, and there are some good horror films out there. I saw, to my surprise, on, I think it was Amazon, one of the streaming services, they had a new Pet Sematary. And I thought, oh my goodness, what a wonderful idea. And I like the actor who was in it. Don't know his name, but I like the actor.
There's a new Pet Sematary?
There's a new one from 2019.
Okay. I might have watched
it. So I was like, oh boy, I got to check that out. So I told Blanca, hey, they have a new Pet Sematary. And she said, yeah, we watched it. It's like, I don't think so. She goes, yeah, we watched it. Watched the whole damn movie again. And I got to the point where I'm like, I'm pretty sure we did watch it, but I don't remember any of it.
I've done that. Like, Alicia will be like, do the same thing. Or I'll say, hey, I think we watched it. She's like, I didn't watch it. Wrong girl.
Yeah.
It is a joke. She always says wrong girl.
That's the thing, is like, she's mentioned things like we watch, and I can't even do that. We've been together too long, and then like, you must have been another boyfriend.
No, I'll do that because Alicia says that to me. So I'll she'll be like, we watched it. I'm like,
no, we were married when this came out.
I go, wrong guy.
Yeah. No, it's like, I know, but I do it all the time. I'm worried about my brain. I have these, especially if I was working my old job where I was way more stressed. I think I was never really fully tuned in.
You weren't in the moment.
I wasn't.
You were just like, ugh. It's like Ma, she says we watched, but I do not remember watching that.
See, Blanca thought that she and I watched it too. We hadn't.
Yeah, I had.
She got confused by a Jordan Peele movie.
It was Ma a Jordan Peele?
No. It could have been.
That's what I remember. I told you that.
No, because his is always a little more like cultural. Well, this is cultural.
No, it was very similar, though.
Yeah.
There was a lot of similarities.
Right. But his always goes kind of into like almost like a Stephen King, where it's almost like a
supernatural.
Like supernatural, but more like cultural supernatural. Yeah. Like, it's a really interesting thing that he does. But this was not, Ma was not a.
What's a cultural supernatural?
You remember that? So the one that Blanca thought that we watched.
Us?
Us.
Yeah.
So it was like the same people, but it was like something in the culture had pulled a piece of them out. You know, like it's always like kind of the socially influenced.
Because it was like the past, slavery from the past.
I need
something.
To rewatch it. I don't remember what it ended up being.
But I did not remember that until now. But culture just sounds funny to me.
But yeah, it's like, cultural. I think that would be the best way for me.
Just sounds
cultural. What did we say the other word was? Supernatural. Cultural, supernatural.
But there's that supernatural part to it.
There's that supernatural piece where it's not realism. It's not like a real, that's why a real monster. Is that?
No, that's why I thought like Ma was his, because it's even like us.
Yeah.
They, he has like those kind of titles too, same. And then it was... like, because there were some actors that I recognized. And,
sure.
I forget what her name is, but I love her.
Yeah.
Which one I talked about her last time.
The actress.
Ma, yeah.
I can't remember her name either, but yeah, she did a great job. And
that was a wild movie.
The tie-in of like her experience in high school.
Yeah, which was really cool.
The psychology of it. It really was a good movie about why you don't treat people poorly.
Yeah, come back to haunt you.
You know, whether it does or not, that psychological piece of what you do to somebody by picking on them, by someone feeling out, by someone being...
See, you don't think about that, do you, though, when you're like younger?
Well, so again, I think one of my worst times in life was that period of time. I was old enough to drink. So then you drink and you say stupid shit. I remember one girl my brother had this party and it was some girl and she had just been through a breakup. And instead of being nice to her, I was drunk and just like, it's kind of, she's like, am I pretty? And I was like, yeah, you're all right. I just like, I look back on it now and like, she was pretty. She was fine. Like I should have been nice and I wasn't nice. I wasn't in a good place to be nice. And it's like,
but you don't,
when you're young, you say and do so many stupid things just out of like not having lived enough. I'd like to run into her somewhere and be like, I am really sorry for being a...
She probably don't even... I don't know. It's all core memory. She's a drug addict because...
I know. You
break her out of a stupor.
But like, I totally forgot about that. And then the other day, it just like popped in my head. There's like these like a few... I was always a pretty nice person.
So you're thinking about other women.
Sometimes you think about, your mistakes in life.
Or things
that you
wish
you could do differently. And it's like, I remember when my ex and I broke up, like she brought up one day, she's like, I got to tell you something that bothers me. And I'm like, okay,
great.
And there was one time, and this is where I know that I definitely grew up in a different era. So I'm going to be honest and I'm going to ask for forgiveness and understanding, and the understanding that I have changed as a person. But I grew up with a mom that stayed at home and like raised us, and it was still kind of the expectation. Like, it was, everybody works and all that, but it was still the traditional gender roles of, if someone's going to stay home, it's going to be the mom.
Well, that's Alicia wants
and it's
that.
Still the dad's job to make the most money. Like, it was very much that era of time, even though things had changed. And I was a douche in moments. And there was a time we were walking again from the bars. And I was really stressed out about school and just being stupid. And I said to her, you know, you're going to have to like do all this stuff because I'm not working this hard to like not be successful or whatever. And she, like, after years, again, it was something like I didn't think much of. It came out and I didn't really even mean it. It just was like my stress reaction, but super not okay to say. And we never talked about it. And then all of a sudden, like after we broke up, we still were hanging out a little bit for a while. And she brought that up and was like, that really like hurt to hear you say that. And I was like,
Your place is the kitchen.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, I didn't say that, but I essentially said that. And I was like, you are so right. I do remember saying that. And I am really sorry. And so, and I think she was good with that. And
like, you should have been like, you know, I remember saying that, and I still think it to this day. I mean,
nothing's changed. I mean, what do you want? I could have totally trumped it. Just been like, what do you want from me? I don't know. Sounds like your problem. I think I'm fine.
You need to go make me a sandwich and think about this.
No, but it's like I have these, like, you know, the acknowledgement. Like, I think generally I'm a pretty nice person, but even being a nice person, you can do some pretty shitty things.
Well, I think overall I'm the same way. Like, I'm a nice person, but I've done some not so okay things and probably said some not okay things to people in my life. Right. Like, obviously I've never like beat anybody or, you know, nothing like that. But like, you know, I've made those choices in my life where it's like, yeah, maybe I probably shouldn't have done that. Like with like my ex-girlfriend, the way I broke up with her was all like at that, you know, well, it wasn't a lie, but there was parts of it that I like lied about, like I told her I got another girl pregnant, stuff that you don't say.
Gotcha. Yeah.
You know, like, because that, you know, that might be the easy way out,
but
in that
it,
moment
it might
but
make it harder for that other person.
Yeah, exactly.
Long-term.
It was easy for me,
right?
Like, because she wanted things to work, but then I threw out the pregnancy instead of me just saying no, we're good, we're done.
You threw out something to end it.
Yeah, because she was out, she was off into college, she was doing great, and I, you know, when I think about it, it was more me just like, I'm kind of a loser. Like, you know, you don't need to be with me. Like, let's cut this off, you know?
Yeah.
And so it was like, it was kind of fucked up. Well, no. She's pregnant though. And then she was like, no, we're going to work out now, but no, it's not going to happen.
Why?
You know,
but what if now she hears you say that and she's like, I still love him?
No. She was, no. I think she had like blocked me from stuff long times. Like,
yeah,
years and years, yeah, and years and years ago.
No, it's, I mean, that's life. I mean, I think we all do things that we regret as far as the way we treat other people. And but you get people that really don't care if they hurt somebody else, don't care if they say something that, you know.
No, yeah, you get like in that movie there was this girl, the one of the wives, the one that snapped.
Are you talking about
the dirty dads? No, not dirty dads.
Dirty dads. Well, I mean, I guess they were kind of dirty in one scene, but
bad dads.
They were bad.
They were good. They were good dads.
They're just older.
But like, dirty dads. Different film.
Yeah, that one. I don't know. That was a weird
I was
one.
Watching that with Alicia. No, just kidding. But well, she snaps and she's the way she was. It was a very frustrating. Like, even Alicia was like, Jesus. Because I, like, for me, I wouldn't be okay with, like, hey, go get me that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like, go
I
get
was
me
thinking
that stick.
The wrong person. But you know, you know how so she, the wife, it was, but wasn't it interesting in that movie?
Like, he
that
never.
A movie can show that. Like, I want to reverse the roles. Imagine that you saw in a movie a husband doing this to his wife and be like, go get that.
Oh, you're going to be like, what a piece of shit.
And I think that was the brilliance of this movie, is it kind of, without saying it, showed where some people have an issue with the whole modern cultural thing, is like, it's okay to treat one group this way, but not okay to treat, and it's like, it's not okay to treat anybody that way.
No, it's
dignity
not.
And respect is something that you should give everyone.
But there is a thing where it's like you said, like there's always that the girl belongs in the kitchen type thought. So if a guy's snappy, then he's this way. If a girl's right. that way, she's a strong woman.
We're dealing cards here. But like there is a historical context. I'm fully aware of that. But we can either go towards retribution and now it's okay to treat a partner bad because they're a guy and guys used to have all this power, or we can actually go to a place where people show authentic respect and dignity to each other and relationships are better and people do things better.
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of areas where, again, I've said this before. I think the issue I have in culture is we don't actually talk about things.
If
somebody says something that is offensive, we just cancel them instead of helping them grow and learn. I don't think most people come at things wanting to be hurtful.
I don't think both sides listen either, because it's
there's a lot
sometimes someone will say something and it's not like it's, like you said, it's not, they're not meaning to be hurtful or they're not even. It's not even a hurtful thing. It's just someone hears it that way. Right. And then they're just offended by it. And it literally could be nothing. Right. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then they're like,
well, but it's also a lot of like a look at me kind of thing. Like, again, I brought up earlier, like the white person that won't take any responsibility, but wants to hold everybody else accountable. Like, oh, it's really annoying when you see people like that, because
yes,
I know what you're doing. You're looking at, you want yourself to feel better. So you're just calling attention to everybody else. But the fact of the matter is we're all in this together. And I think outside of the racist and the crazy people out there, everybody wants the same thing. We do generally want a society where people feel safe, healthy, okay, and we all get along. We want things better. We want people to work together. We want people to love each other and respect each other. But we can't get there if the one time somebody says something stupid or whatever, they're just shamed and shunned and thrown away.
No, I feel like that happens a lot.
But at the same time, like, my wife can talk to me in a way I can never talk to her.
Oh, dude.
And I'm just going to be real with that. Like, in that context, I don't care about the history. I wasn't alive 100 years ago or, 50 years ago. So, like, whatever that context was for me personally today, what matters is our personal relationship.
Jesus Christ.
We just look at today with our Heavenly Father, that's when it really matters.
Sorry.
It'd be nice if we could, our Father who art in heaven, if we could just, have more conversations around culture as a whole. I don't think it shouldn't seem acceptable. It was annoying to everybody, but it wasn't like, she snapped at him. Like, if you put a husband in a movie that did that,
they would have been shocked, and like,
would have just been totally
those different. Same scenes. If he would have done that, they would have been jumped.
I mean, Bill
him.
Burr did yell the C word at
he says
the lady, and it was kind of funny, but
she was kind of,
it's essentially the same.
She's
thing,
like,
guess,
you called but, me a C word, it's just like calling a black person the N word. He's like,
yeah, minus the hundreds of years of slavery and stuff. Yeah, I used to see your point. Over is funny, but no, I mean, it's just like, I don't know. I said that word dignity came up in that training I did, a month ago or whatever. And that still has really stuck in my head.
Yeah.
The idea of dignity. I still love that idea. The guy brought up, if you look at people through the lens of dignity and what dignity means, it's really hard to argue against the idea of someone's dignity.
Yeah.
But if you're willing to kill somebody for being different than you, you've removed their dignity. If you're willing to attack somebody, then you don't see their dignity. Mm. So, boy, guys, don't ever ask somebody, have you no dignity? Everyone has dignity.
Like, no, I don't.
Have you no shame, sir? Yeah. I'm not human. Anyway.
I don't know. I don't really got a question of the week. I just had, you were speaking of training. I just
question
watched,
of the week. Are you annoyed?
I was watching discrimination video because we had training too. Yeah. So I had to do, it's like a yearly renewal. So I was doing it. But there were some, it's funny to watch training videos because sometimes the acting is hilarious.
It's great. It's amazing.
But it's always, it's funny. There was a serious moment in the training video, and serious moments, the same thing happens anytime someone wears glasses. The glasses are on the table. Serious moment happens. They just
put them on.
She puts them on. This is a serious matter. I was like, oh my Lord Jesus. Really? It would have been really hard not to laugh if I seen it.
Okay. So Jessica, you're going to pick the glasses up off the table and put them on your face to just emphasize how strong the moment is. Okay. All right. Ready? Action.
Yeah.
I was like, she's like, seriously, I'm never getting another acting role. This is
terrible.
This is the worst.
Like, this actor, we discovered him on his training video for this company.
Can you imagine? They're like, okay, Jessica, you're going to undo the top button of your blouse.
It's sexual harassment.
Sexual harassment. You're sexually harassing this guy. Okay, look at her tits. Look. All right. Go ahead. Action.
Yeah, no, actually, I had to take a sexual harassment training too.
What if they're sexually harassing inside the sexual harassment video? Like, what if the people on set are...
What if I looked at that video... Like I was being harassed sexually. How do I report that?
Yeah.
Like HR, I really don't respect this video. I feel like I was being harassed.
Feel like this is not a safe place right now for me.
yeah. Cause we were talking about like that. So the training was sexual harassment, which we have to do every year. And then, one was like retaliation.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
If an employee does this, you do not retaliate.
Like, so
you know, what's funny though. Is when an employee does something and then they report to HR and maybe HR sees that it's not
right.
Like there's no problem there. That person who reported that, whether they like it or not, like they're going to be retaliated against. I don't care who says anything. If that boss got reported,
right.
Is going to look more deeply at that person all the time.
There's no trust.
Listen, we're family.
I'm not saying my boss would do that.
But you don't trust that.
Oh, I know he would do that.
Well, and I think like if you're, you know, that's kind of a whole different thing. You know, question of the week right there.
No, yeah, there you go. That's the question of the week.
If you look at a good relationship with a good boss, your boss is somebody then you can come to and say, hey, I'm having an issue with this. And you could actually talk together.
Yeah.
When an employee has to go to HR first. That means that the boss is not someone they feel they can approach.
Yeah.
So as a boss, you probably shouldn't retaliate because you should reflect and say, what am I projecting where my people don't feel safe with me enough to come to me first?
Well, and you can use that in life. Like, what are you projecting for people to see you a certain way? Maybe.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, am I projecting like you can come to me and talk to me or I'm not? I feel like I have that because I have people come into my office all the time.
Right.
Or when I was there, they'd come and just... As the kids say now, seems to be the thing is the tea, spilling the tea.
Oh, yes. Block has talked about the tea a lot.
I'm like, what happened to the when did tea become the new gossip? And like,
Why do I keep doing this?
Like, I'm playing
bada bing, bada boom, I'm over there and over here. I keep
people listening. I'm messing with my hands a lot. Like, yeah. I'm playing fucking pinball or something.
He's really. I need to look and see if I'm doing better with my hands because for a while there, I was really.
I don't know. I just talk with my hand sometimes.
I do too.
I'm gonna just be.
Just stroking the mic. Man, I tell you, that's back to the boys.
I know,
but no, it's I don't know. Culture. That movie was interesting. Watch it if you're interested. I think Old Dads. I thought it was a good movie.
It was. It was good. It was good.
Yeah, I mean,
Look Away. Or Don't Look Away. I forget one of those two.
Yeah, Look Away or Don't Look Away.
It was a good movie. It's worth a shot, I think.
And another movie I saw, The Way, Way Back. That was a good movie, too. Did I talk about that one yet?
You didn't talk about it, but I hadn't
seen
that one.
Steve Carell is kind of a douche. It's really interesting. He's not really like your Steve Carell character. He's not funny, kind of nice. Maybe, you know, he kind of plays like the dopey, funny guy sometimes. Like, very lovable character. In this case... He is a very, like, has his life together in control kind of guy and just kind of turdy. Like, it's hard to like him, which is really weird. And that shows, like, Steve Carell's a good actor because you look at him, you're like, God, you're kind of a turd, man.
Yeah, that's what I've said it before. Is my drama teacher, she said, if an actor can kind of piss you off, like, because I watched that Look Away or whatever.
Yeah.
And the dad in that was a douchebag.
So you mentioned this actor. Yeah. Let's throw this out there. The bad British guy in The Patriot.
Yeah. If you watch The Patriot, he's the bad British guy in that movie.
I've hated that guy forever.
And it doesn't go away because I watched that movie. And as soon as I seen his face, I was like, this guy's a piece of shit.
Man, you were anti-American, bro. Like,
yeah, fuck you. Fuck you, Brits.
You did some nasty shit. Man.
But, you know, but it just shows how good an actor is. But like my drama teacher said, if an actor can do that, like piss you off sometimes, that just shows that for that role, maybe they're doing a really good job. Like,
yeah,
if you're really like, nah, I hate you.
Yeah, right.
And that he's one of those guys. He was just like, nah, you get on my nerves. Steve Carell has a pretty good range, though. I feel like I've probably seen this movie, but it's so old. It's like 10 years old or something like that.
It's from, I don't remember the date. Yeah, it's a little bit older. Yeah, Maya Rudolph's in it. Who else is in it? people I recognize but can't think of their
name. There's this white guy in it and this white girl in it and this other white person in it. There's a lot of white people.
There's a lot of white folks.
There's waters in it.
It's a beach community.
Oh, Sam Rockwell's in it.
Yeah.
Sam Rockwell. He's the one guy in there that I noticed. Alice and Jenny?
Yeah, the gal that plays in that show, Mom or whatever. Mom's mom.
Ma. She's in Ma. She's the...
Ma's in there.
But she's always funny.
She's always funny. Yeah. Was she in Juno? She was in Juno. She was Juno's mom, right?
She's in a lot of stuff.
Yeah, she is.
She was in Sopranos, season 7. No, I'm just kidding.
I was going to say, wait a minute. You said that, I'm like, oh?
I've only seen season 1. Yeah,
remember she waxed Tony.
At the end, you remember.
She comes out of the bathroom, remember?
Yeah, she waxed him off.
She waxed him off. That was her big scene. Can you imagine if moms just screwed that up? I'm going to go whack him off real quick. I'll be right back. I got another guy I got to go whack off.
Like, hey, what are you doing with this guy? He's still alive. Well, yeah, you told me to go whack him off.
Look, I told you. I went and I whacked him real good.
He loves me.
Everybody from all around comes from my whack jobs.
My hands hurt, though. I have to do this a lot.
So I got
to
go whack him again. Like, these guys are still around. Everybody I told you to go whack is still here. Yeah, but my hands are getting tired. I can't keep doing this. I'm chafing.
All right. Lotion only goes so far.
Look, I'm going to have to start using some orifices or something. My hands are getting tired.
Go whack them all. I could see that little parody.
Oh, man.
Oh, that'd be a...
The Mafia.
That's going to be like a Pornhub parody.
Probably is. I'll bet you it is. Anyway, you got Pauly, Tony, Sylvia.
On that note...
Well, you guys have a great week.
Have a great week. I'm going to be in... Not Portland. Well, I'm going to be in Salem and Portland.
You're like announcing the show. You can come see me in Salem on Tuesday.
I'm going to be Portland at the Laugh Factory. No, but for work, I'll be in Oregon. I'm leaving today.
I'll be in Kennewick all week.
I'm headed to Salem today, and then I'll be going to Portland Tuesday. Way off. I'll be back home Thursday sometime. So. Man.
I'll be living in
a hotel pretty much. I'm bringing my PlayStation though.
Setting up computers and stuff or taking down computers? No.
I'm doing site visits, so I'm going to like...
Just check in, make sure everything works.
So I'm going to Salem to visit one tech. She's there. So I'll be there for a couple days. And then Wednesday, I'm heading to Astoria. And so the cool thing, I think I might drive there because I haven't been back to Astoria since like probably when Blanca graduated Job Corps.
Yeah.
It's been like that long.
Wow.
It's been years, you know, we'll say almost 20 years, really, to be honest. I kind of want to go to just look.
Yeah.
And in my mind, I don't know if anybody, I know we're going to end this, but in my mind, I don't know if anybody else does this. Like, I'm this different person, right? Like, in my head, I was like, okay, I'll just go down there. I'll see if some of these people are there and see, you know, let them know like, oh, I'm doing great. You guys changed my life. But in reality, I'll be like, oh yeah, there it is. And so I'll
leave. You are like me. I went to Cheney because I graduated from Eastern. I went to Cheney a couple of years ago to buy the little canopy for my truck right off this guy.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm in town in Cheney and like, it's a very small town. The campus is most of the town. I'm like, I want to see the campus. It was perfect opportunity. I just drove to Cheney and was going to drive home. I had all the opportunity in the world. I'm like, I'll just get out and walk around. The awkwardness.
Yeah.
I drove around the campus to see the buildings. I'm like, I feel wrong. I feel like it'd be wrong.
I drove around the campus very slow.
I feel like the police would be coming up to me and being like, what are you doing here, guy? Like, you don't belong here. I couldn't do it.
Well, like at at Job Corps, they have like a security booth.
Yeah.
So before you can even get down there, you got to go through security. But so I like, I, in my head, I want to like ask that I had spoke about this guy, Jerem, that used to catch me cussing and stuff. And so it'd be cool to see if he was still there.
Yeah.
Would he remember me? Probably not. Like,
you never know. You never know.
But it would be cool to, I just want to check it out. Just get a picture of me at the sign Tongue Point Job Corps.
No, see, like if I had like Blanc and the kids with me, I'd love to go check out the campus because I feel like, you know, that feels normal. Like I've got my family. Like don't worry.
This, man, I remember coming over here.
Yeah.
You know? Look at this. This is where we used to shoot craps.
I used to take my ex-girlfriend over here.
This is the real hot dining spot.
The hub.
Actually, the pub.
That was it called the pub?
There was the pub. There was Tawonka Commons was another place to eat. Then they opened up an ice skating rink, and they had a food place in there, too.
Still haven't ice skated.
Oh, man, it was cool. They put a synthetic ice down, I think it was. Maybe it was real ice. I don't remember. I think it was synthetic ice. But we had Eastern has a, at least at the time, they had like a really...
I've been to Eastern.
Yeah. They had a really good hockey team, but it wasn't like an official, it was like a club sport, but it was really like a good team. So they
that's cool.
Invested in it, but...
Hockey would be fun if I knew how to do anything with a hockey
stick. If I could barely
ice skate. I've never, like I said, I've never ice skated.
Yeah.
In that movie, the way they ice skated
when I was there, like you could rent the skates for free because of like some fee we paid living in the dorms, but it was cool. It was like right there behind.
I don't know why. I feel like if I put on ice skates, I'll be good. Like, not good, like doing like spins and triple axle flips, like, or anything.
Kick and then spin in the air and land it. Yeah.
They just spin in the air and come back.
I was good in the sense that just like with rollerblades, like I can move.
See, I was good on rollerblades.
Not good where like I can do much with it.
I feel like rollerblades, ice skates, same thing.
Yeah. Some people seem so mad. Like there are those guys that can like skate backwards all normal.
Yeah, screw
like,
all them.
I would kill people on accident, not on purpose. But.
I can pick things up pretty well.
Anyway, on that note.
And on that note again.
You guys are amazing.
I think we're going to change this background eventually. Yeah. I think I'm going to get Cheeky to do our art. I think I'm going to get her to do the big really blended thing.
Nice. All right.
Yeah.
I might talk to somebody about shirts.
Some swag. So we can
wear our Just Really Blended swag.
Yeah. Right now I just got B Legendary Niners.
Right now I just have a grayish blue.
Can you guys be alone? Like if you go out and you're not with your significant other, are you able to be alone and like feel comfortable going to a bar by yourself?
Nope.
Like if you're out of town, because that's what I'm going to try to do. Alicia has been trying to encourage me to do that.
Uh-huh.
So last time I was in Spokane, I tried to go to a bar by myself. Didn't work out quite because I asked for a table and they were like, this table's for groups. You need to sit it here. And I was like, well, definitely don't want to do that again. Yeah. So because the Niners play on Monday, so I'm going to try to. She's like, go to the bar, go watch the game at the bar and stuff.
You're not drinking too, so that makes it kind of.
Yeah, she's just saying going to eat dinner and watch the game kind of thing.
Yeah,
I'm not drinking, so it's like, and if I was, even though I've drank by myself, being alone and drinking by yourself is even more sad.
Right. Just getting sloshed and there's no one around.
Masturbating.
Let me tell you something, Joe. My wife's not here.
I know. That's about it.
Sad and lonely.
Anyway.
That's good. You should try it. That's a good question of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let us know in the comments.
You know, you got to be comfortable with yourself alone, I guess.
And remember to
RDM.
Hit like and subscribe. Give us that 5-star rating. It really helps us out.
It does. It does.
I don't know if people are doing it, but
I don't know. You guys need to fucking do it.
But we love you.
Spread the word. Spread our podcast like COVID, please.
Yeah. Like locusts in a positive field.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. In a not murdery kind of way.
Like chicken pox on a kid.
Like yeah. Yeah.
Like peanut butter on bread.
There you go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Spread it. Thank you.
Like
guys.
Your wife.
And on that note, bye.
Like your wife's legs.